At the sound of the bell, we will begin a new episode of
It's.
You say
that. Oh, what? The whole thing?
Same thing.
It's a show. Hi. Hello there. Good to see you again.
Good to see you and hear you.
It's been a while.
Thank you for reminding me. I have my Donnie and Marie mug.
I know.
Away in your mug cupboard.
Was in the safe haven of the mug cupboard.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
What a week. And
it's only half.
It's a short week.
Depends when you read this or listen to this or however you absorb this. It is the 15th of Wednesday of October. We had a long weekend of turkey. It's a part of my show notes to talk about the Thanksgiving weekend.
Well,
but
let's
get
right into it. Let's do that.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. And yours?
It was pretty darn good. Yeah, it was really awesome.
Did you traverse to the home?
Sure did.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it. I hadn't been back there probably since June, since the big summer wedding.
Right.
The big summer drunk fest. And it was good to, you know, we kicked it off right on Saturday evening with the big family dinner.
Yep.
All 25 of us.
Plus, wow.
Plus brand new baby, my cousin's child, daughter. Like 2 months old, not even.
What's her name?
Oh boy. I got a photo somewhere.
You have to edit that out.
I don't think they know what a podcast is, Mike.
So did you hold the baby? Kids.
No way.
Have you ever held a baby?
Oh, I've held the baby, but it was making its rounds. It was funny because people were getting their turn, whether they liked it or not, including my sister. She got stuck with the child, and she's like, I don't want the child. I don't know what I'm doing.
Is your
with
sister
the child.
Married?
She's married, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
With no interest
24
in
years old,
having children?
Just turned a birthday on October 10th, so happy belated.
Oh, happy belated.
And she likes kids. She says, too young, she's no good with them. When they're a certain age, you know, when they can...
That's a common problem
support
with pre-parental
themselves a
bit. People.
Yeah.
And then you just have to be good with them because there's no choice.
Well, and then people are watching and they're judging and I don't know what to do. And I just pretended to be engaged in conversation just so I wouldn't have to, you know, play past the baby.
We were telling baby stories today at lunch. And when we lived in Toronto, she had a day home and the girls were little. Our two oldest girls were just little bitters. And Teresa had a little boy in the day home. And
oh, yeah.
Of course, we talked when they were little. We said, okay, I guess we better call the body parts by the real name.
Oh, yes.
Which was a traumatic thing, right? Because, you know, to this day, my mom doesn't use the real name anyway.
Really?
And we thought, well, if they bring this up at grandma's, this is going to be awkward. Anyway, so my wife is kneeling down on the floor and changing the little baby boy. And Kaylin, my daughter, comes over her shoulder and she goes, Mom,
uh-oh.
What's wrong with his vagina?
Oh, geez. Ring that bell. Did you do anything special? Like, did you guys have any plans? I don't know. Give me the life and times of a typical holiday weekend in the GA household.
Well, usually we would travel somewhere or host Teresa's parents.
Okay.
And I lost my dad now in the spring, so it's just mom at home. And she went to my sister's for a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. And what we ended up doing is going to one of our good friends.
Nice.
One of my best friends, Kevin and Joanne Watson. And they both have lost both their parents.
Right.
So they were just staying home. And yeah. So Kevin's sister came and all of us came, including my daughters and their fiancés and whatever. And we had Joanne made Yorkshire puddings, roast beef, and a turkey. And
oh,
we made
wow.
all the salads and the potatoes
yeah, yeah.
and all that. And we kind of tagged
team
nice. Mission and all brought wine together. And it was awesome.
Sounds like a really great occasion.
We had a butterball the next day then, too.
Oh, man.
Ever had a butterball?
Two-day turkey.
Never had a butterball before.
Never had a butterball either.
That's pretty good.
I had three turkey dinners in 3 days.
How is that possible?
Work potluck on the Friday.
Oh, yeah?
One of the coworkers.
Real full-on turkey.
One of the coworkers is crazy enough to cook a turkey. I was like, I don't care enough about these people to
even
put in.
Yeah, what if you give them a botulism or something?
I mean, what's the cost of a turkey and a time to cook? That's not worth it.
$45 is the one that cost. And it wasn't that huge either.
Lousy coworkers. Saturday, the big family dinner, my aunt Sherry cooked. We had turkey, pierogies, meatballs, potatoes, vegetables, salads.
We had cabbage rolls, too. Oh,
so good. And then dad cooked a mini Thanksgiving turkey meal on Sunday. So, yeah, wow, so much turkey, so sleepy. And one of my favorite parts about going back home is there's the dogs, right? My dad's got a little dog. My sister has a dog, and they are hilarious together.
Yeah.
I did an iPhone slow motion video because nice. That's cool, and I wanted to show it off to my siblings who do not have the phone yet, I might add.
Oh, the iPhone 6 he's bragging about.
That's right. And we went out to Dad's plot of land in the country in the middle of nowhere. But, I mean, just gorgeous weather, just the colors. I want to share a few of these pictures on our Facebook page. But it's just gorgeous. Like, beautiful day, nothing but blue sky in the middle of nowhere.
Gorgeous,
the only thing you hear in the distance is...
If you could see what I'm seeing
the
right
neighbor
now.
Shooting guns. And then...
Oh, here we go with the Eskimos.
To wrap it up with the football game on Monday and a win and a beatdown of the, the Blue Bombers.
I cannot talk about CFL football.
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Can because also the Riders got a beatdown thanks to Montreal.
Hey, by the way, you ding, know ding. That you're right across the hall from a Riders fan because
really,
you heard the Maneras
the keypad
for the pizza guy. Yeah. And so I went and I did a little recon,
mm-hmm.
looked through the peephole, and the guy's wearing a full-on Riders hoodie.
Big, I have never seen that before.
Big guy.
Oh yeah,
looks nice though. It looks like he would be a friend of yours if you met him.
Yeah, they're a nice couple. They come and go. We sometimes meet in the hall, very very rarely.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we do the nod. Yeah,
yeah. You do a lot of nodding on campus at the college. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone's name.
I don't nod.
I got called out on a no-name situation today. You don't know my name, do you? One of those. Right?
Oh, yes.
I go, nope. I don't. I hate that.
That is rich.
So terrible.
Who? Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. I don't know because I forgot her name again. She made a big issue and then I forgot her name again. She's on our thing. She was stalking me on the It's a Show thing.
She likes the Facebook?
The Twitter.
She's on her Twitters?
Yeah, it's on the Twitters.
Hold up.
You got this.
Where?
Katie.
No, you met the Katie?
Yeah.
We have quite the conversations, Katie Strong and I.
She's pretty
Katie
sharp.
Strong.
She told me a little bit about her husband and she's got two kids.
Yeah.
Divorced now and whatever, amicable. And she had a friend there and everything. And I think we should give her a shout out.
Shout out.
It's a Show shout out. You know what? I was thinking about this. We need an It's a Show shout out
thing.
Like a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a big production piece.
Like the Staples has the easy button. We need the shout out button.
But audio.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant.
Something like big that we can salute people like Katie Strong who are listening.
Is she actually listening?
Well, she's always on there, isn't she?
No, well, she's always talking to me on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's just she doesn't even know. She didn't even know.
I gave her a mission to scope out the hoodie situation because I want a college hoodie. I want to get one. I wanted to get one before Thanksgiving, you know, brag it up that I'm a college student at the age of 29 and look all cool and stuff like
Oldest kid in his class, as usual.
That's right, but didn't make it that far. So I got to come down this week and do a visit.
Okay, can I just quickly talk about our project lineup? Because the whiteboard is, like, neglected in the corner.
I had to use the whiteboard for reminders for assignments. Sorry about that.
Well, here's the thing.
I need a bigger whiteboard.
I see a three-pronged approach in our future. Okay, so the website.
Oh.
And then we use some of the sponsor money. Well, first of all, the three-prong starts after we pitch the sponsor. I want to pitch the sponsor and say, help us because we're awesome guys and it's going to be awesome once we get our poop in a group and this is going to be like a life-changing podcast. And then... we use some of their money to build the website, some of their money to do Facebook targeted ads. Because, like, did you see that thing?
You had me at hello.
Did you get it? Because when I opened up It's a Show today,
okay,
the whole analytics came up and said, here's what's going on with your lives.
Where did you see this?
It popped right up when I hit It's a Show.
On where?
On my PC at the works.
On what website?
On the website of the Facebook.
Okay.
So like, here right we are. There. Okay. And then it, all of a sudden, analytics came on. So if you go to activity, check activity.
All right.
See what happens. And I'll see if it's the same. Because I actually saved the page so I could show you because I knew you wouldn't believe me. Build audience. Hit it. Build audience.
No. Insights.
It's insights.
That's what you want.
That's what it is. Right there.
Well, we're down in engagement. 83%.
Total page likes, 239. That's up 0.8% from last week. That means we got like two likes. Two new page likes. See, right there. I'm a genius. Analytics. Anyway, two people were engaged. Oh, that's so embarrassing, man.
That's not. You know.
We can't show anybody this.
That's because no one needs to see that. We've got better numbers elsewhere.
They're going to ask. And you know what I say?
We're still rebuilding. Like
did
the
you listen to Mark? rebuilding. We haven't built
You're
yet.
You're lucky I clicked on that link because I'm a very busy person.
Yeah, but
stressing out.
I know you are, but that Mark Ramsey thing was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it not?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is he related to Dave Ramsey?
No. Well, is that who it was?
No,
no,
I don't know.
It was Mark Ramsey.
But Dave Ramsey's the guy, the money guy. My dad loves this guy.
Maybe they're brothers. We should get them on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways,
there's another book for your book club.
Three-pronged approach. Website that has It's a Show and authorized.
Yeah.
Then Facebook targeted ads to grow our hoopla.
Right.
And show people what we're made of. And then we can sell t-shirts and crap because we'll have a big enough audience, right?
You would think so.
Yeah. So
as long as the, I'm taking personal finance, as long as the income coming in is more than the deductions outgoing and the expenses going out, then we're all happy here.
Okay, so we don't have any income.
I'm also learning that in project management that you have to, you know, spend some money and then watch, you know, your investment return and grow. And that's confusing. Don't even get me started on that class.
Okay, so you were once upon a time going to use this as a business model for a case study, if you will.
All right, so you would be our stakeholder. And
no, not me, but both of us, not just me.
I can't.
And G Fark should be in for $20 too, because he's always hassling me. So do you not see the vision? Like I think about you and your busy schedule and I'm going, oh my God, he's going to snap. But you see the vision, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, like we could make the, and with authors that I'm getting coming down the pipe, I don't want to waste these, you know.
Yep.
Potentially good interviews. I don't know because I'm getting more nervous by the day. I'm going to blow those when they come about.
Submit your feedback on the recent discussions to the Twitters and the Facebooks.
Okay.
Everyone out there.
We also have to have Jasmine from Mondi Alliance, the booze lady in.
Yep.
And that's got to be in studio.
Right.
So when
we
is
need
that?
To book a chaperone.
Yeah. We need to have an innocent bystander to maybe Scooby Sway.
Oh, he's innocent. All right.
Oh.
And he is a bystander.
He's got eyes and ears everywhere.
Okay. We'll look into the calendar for that one. And
are we going to get Scooby Sway on for the music review?
We will call him. Make sure you text him. Give him, ask. Oh, nice.
Accidental bell.
Text him and see where he's at with that. If he needs a little more time, then we can fill because I got things on the list.
Okay,
I
did
made
you
a list.
Send me the Utah Jazz commercial or did you
yeah,
send
I
it
sent
to
it,
Lowell?
I sent it to you because I wasn't going to hack in. We could later hack in if you want, but you can just
send it to forward. Then he's going to know who you are. Your secret identity is compromised.
I'm the producer. What can I say?
Okay.
So we talked about Thanksgiving. Good. Also announced between our last podcast and the current podcast is the Craven Country Jamboree 2015 lineup. And I made a little sample clip. It's got me feeling alright, gonna make it a double. Wow, good work. Yeah, Blake
nice.
Shelton, in case you didn't know, there's also Florida Georgia Line and the other guy, Jason Aldean.
Don't care about Florida Georgia Line?
That's how I...
Care less about Jason Aldean.
Oh, jeez.
I don't mind the first one. Who was the first one?
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. Because I like that new song.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we played
good.
It last time.
Yeah,
so I think that's a decent headlining lineup. Florida Georgia Line, from what I understand, is the Friday night, which is fine by me. I plan on not being able to witness the concert anyways.
Which you didn't last year? Didn't you stumble through the campsite?
I stumbled. No, I was at the show. My point is that booze makes everything better. So that's that. And so
follow the
bouncing we'll get the
ball.
Crap out of the way early. Apparently their new album is really good. We'll see about that.
Did you find my voice quality to be off on last show?
No.
I
thought
I
it was fine.
I need to be deeper. I need more.
I can't. That's okay. That's all you. And then we've got Jason Aldean, who I'm not sure how I feel about him personally. I don't know if I like him as a person, but I like his music. I love Night Train. I love the...
I hate Night Train.
Oh, what do you mean?
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like Night Train? What's... what? Why?
I'll tell you one song I like and that we should reactivate our old, whatever it was called, feature. What the hell is
the song about?
General Hand Grenade by Trooper.
Oh, Come on.
Let's make this happen.
It's great.
We should take another run at Rob McGuire.
He's coming to town in early November.
Ray with no Y. Can you hook that up, man? You could hook that up. We could just do it backstage.
I might have emails.
If you pretend you don't know me, we got a shot because it's me he doesn't like.
Right.
Remember Stu Jeffries? Oh, greatest guy in the world. He'll do anything you want.
First off, whatever happened to Stu Jeffries? He was there on the show one day, and now you haven't heard of him ever.
Well, I think he'd come back on. Erica M. said she'd come on the show.
I don't know who that is. Fuck. So Craven, looking forward to that.
Google Erica M. while you're talking about Craven and your stupid
Georgia
line. Nobody cares.
No, I'm just saying.
Do people really like that band?
People do. I don't, but people do.
They came up with an innovative dirt song, which no one's done.
The song that we played in the montage there, that's the song I like. So,
well, I don't know it because we haven't played the montage yet.
We did.
Pretend to
play the montage. What was I talking about?
I'm not sure.
Can I talk about
Eric M? She's from Much Music. Google her. You'll be happy you did.
All right. Eric M. All right. Erica.
Erica. It's more of a girl than a boy, Eric.
Erica Mena?
No. M. E-H-M. Erica M.
E-H-M.
You missed out in your childhood.
Oh,
that I didn't even realize that wasn't her name. Erica Machowski. I had no idea.
This is her?
She's the head of the Yummy Mummy Club.
Okay.
I wrote a blog one time about having sex time with your wife while the kids were in the next room and trying to hide
this
it, right?
Is no good.
Yeah, it's still up there on the Yummy Mummy Club website. True story. I don't think my wife knows about that, though.
Talk about something else.
That's what I'm saying.
Awkward transition.
Oh, she's won 3 CCMA awards and 3 SOCAN awards. She co-wrote the theme song for the animated film and series Pippi Longstocking.
I don't know what that means.
That can't be. Really?
There we go. Okay. And we're back. Well, okay, fine. Call her up. We'll bring her onto the show here.
Yeah. Do you want to call her up now?
No.
I don't think I have her number.
No. We've got other people
now
to call.
I've lost. You've done Scooby Sway. You did something to my headphones.
No,
oh, because you hooked up the phone.
Scooby Sway. What's his 20? Scooby Sway.
So this is the Music Minute.
Scooby Sway.
How old is Scooby Sway?
15.
I guess your own phone. Yeah, I was about 15 when I got my own phone.
He's got mother's old
phone. Oh, okay. So he's not like a iPhone 6 Plus holder.
It barely works.
I hope everyone can hear us.
The button's sticking on the bottom.
Don't know what that means.
Hello.
Scooby Sway.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Doctor Who over?
Yeah.
You know what? He tells me, like, he's, I'm watching Doctor Who, and I'm going, what kind of crazy person watches that crazy Doctor Who?
Everybody.
We sat down, and for those who don't know, Scooby Sway has a pretty sweet little pad.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the basement apartment. It's all self-contained. He's got the nicest piece of furniture in the house is in his bedroom.
And he's got the dim lighting, which I quite fancy.
The pot lighting and everything. Anyway, so I sit down with him last night. No, was it last night, or when did I watch that? On the weekend, or I don't know.
Monday,
yeah. And it was pretty good. I like that Doctor Who the best, though, because there's about 6 of them.
Yeah.
Which guy is that?
David Tennant.
You know who's a big fan of Doctor Who?
Hmm.
Mr. Craig Ferguson.
Really, eh?
That's a true story.
So we just watched the robot episode tonight, and Craig Ferguson loves the robots.
Yes, right, he does.
So, all right.
It's time for the Scooby Sway Music Minutes.
All right, I go now. So the song that I'm recommending this week is called Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers.
Love me some Killers.
Yeah, you do?
I like The Killers. Every time you play it, and I go, who's that again? And you go, The Killers, same as before. And I always like it.
Oh, a nice throwback to April 4th, 2005.
Tell us a little bit about the band.
Well, they're a soft rock, alternative rock band. They were formed in 2001.
Oh, jeez.
We lost you. What do you like about them? What do you like about them?
Their sound's actually pretty unique. I mean, they've got like an inexplicable quality to me that just makes me feel like, they get it. They know.
They know, like, they know what you're going through and what's...
Yeah.
They kind of, you identify with it.
Yeah, I feel like my maturity is raised as their music has as well. Like, as they progress and release a new album, my maturity and their maturity seems to progress at the same rate.
Hang on a sec. I got to write this down. This is deep stuff. This song was done in F sharp minor. What does that mean? He's playing the guitar now, Scooby Sway. He's learning the guitar.
Yeah, I don't know what F sharp minor.
That's just
that's the key he's played in.
There you go. According to a great source on the interweb, as I like to call Wikipedia.org, the band claims they wrote the song in 8 minutes. True or false? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Probably true.
You know what? Some of the best songs in the history were like boom, and then some of the other best songs in history were labored over for years. It's kind of weird how it. What is that word?
You have the worst ADD on the face of the planet.
Well, quit changing the screen.
The song "Smile Like You Mean It" went to number 15 on the U.S. Billboard Alternative Songs. So there you go. I don't know. I can't see here that it was charted in Canada. I don't know if it was played in Canada. I'm not a Killers fan. I've heard of Mr. Brightside. Quite enjoy that song. So I can see where Scooby Sway is. You know, he likes the sound Yeah, I can't wait to play this track.
Can I introduce it, guys? Because I haven't been a DJ for a while now. Is that okay? Sorry.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you want, dude.
Okay, before I introduce the song professionally on this very professional podcast, people are always asking about, whenever I talk to It's a Show listeners on the street, the mean streets,
jeez,
they're going, what's going on with Scooby Sway? So what's new in your life? What would you like the listeners to know? Because they're always asking about you and you're not on the show enough anymore, they say. Seriously, I'm not even kidding.
So basically you're asking me to share my private life with the entire internet. Yeah, sounds like a great idea, actually, though.
Okay. Hey, last time we talked, or 5, 6, 7 episodes ago, you were at a soiree and you had a plethora of women around you, from what I understand. Any leads? Any developments?
Nope.
Just like me.
Actually, yeah, you and Spark have a lot to talk about.
Well, you're a young kid. You'll get there.
So they're both handsome single men. All right, Scooby Sway, here we go. Are you ready for this? I don't want to, like, this is going to blow you away, so just get ready. What's the name of the song again?
Smile Like You Mean It, The Killers.
It's a show with GA and Sparky with The Killers. Smile Like You Mean It.
That I did.
What a great little track from The Killers. Love the recommendation from Scooby Sway.
You cannot beat a band called The Killers.
They're just badass.
Love it. Love it. One thing about Scoob, he loves the music, man. He's always rolling the tunes down there constantly, even while he's doing his homework. I remember when I was a kid,
yeah.
I bought myself the first thing I, two things I bought myself, a 8-track stereo system and a 12-inch black and white TV.
Nice.
So I was working on the farm.
Yep. Doing farm stuff.
And Big Al would pay me. And I also had a side job at the restaurant, but mostly it was came from the money Dad paid me. And I saved up and saved up. And I got this from Canadian Tire 12-inch black and white TV. Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. And but when I did my homework, I would be watching TV, listening to it with the sound down, usually watching a ball game,
yeah,
baseball game, and then listening to Trooper, Foreigner, yeah, Rick, yeah, Springfield,
yeah,
whoever I was listening to.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I recently discovered from ADD Steph?
What was that, Sparkles?
She's got a boyfriend.
ADD Steph has a boyfriend?
Now, here's the problem I have with this whole situation.
Uh-oh.
She claims that
you're not consulted.
She claims her and I are one of the best friend combinations that she has. She's got a lot of great friends. I can say that because I've met all of them, I think, most of them. And yeah, she can't pick one. That's rude. So
you got a pang of jealousy is what's happening.
No, my point is that I had to kind of poke it out of her, like kind of milk it out.
Maybe she's keeping you in the back pocket just in case it doesn't work out. She doesn't want to discuss.
So she, every now and then, because I know her, she'll post like smiley faces and vague tweets or cryptic tweets and Facebook posts. And I'm like, she's in a really good mood and there's something that's making her in this good mood. Because not saying that she's not in a good mood all the time.
So you sniffed it out.
I was like, oh, so what's his name? She's like, oh, there's no boy. She played it all off, right?
Oh, boy.
So I kept pestering and pestering and pestering. And then, now this is where I'm a little PO'd. I hear from a third party, my friend also, but I brought him into the friendship circle. You know what I mean? He was an outsider and I brought him in.
Oh, my God.
He knew before I did that they were official boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't the guy you brought into the circle.
No.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, so yeah, I guess this guy asked Steph out. I was like, what? And she didn't tell me this. Like,
that's outrageous.
I assumed there was a guy, and then she
confirmed
it. Is he local
to her?
Yeah.
Well, so, that's why he's closer.
No, but we're close. I tell her all about
for wine or something. And she told him.
Yeah, they met on Tinder. But you know.
No, not the guy, but the outside circle guy probably went over for wine.
No, he's here. I meant.
I said local.
I thought you meant the boyfriend.
No.
The boyfriend's local. The outside guy.
Boyfriend's local.
The third party is not local.
Distance relationships don't work. I've told you that.
Oh, my lordy.
Lordy.
Okay, let's get.
My point is.
Mama Jude's.
That's exactly what
I'm saying. Get her on the horn.
We're calling Mama Jude.
We're going to get some clarification.
Where is
it? This calls for another drink.
They just met the other day, too.
Okay.
Go straight to the source calling Mama Jude's. She'll know what's up. She'll tell me what's going on.
You got long distance on that?
I don't know what I have.
Okay. You can use mine if you want.
I got a new plan with the whole upgrade. Anytime Canada, I think, or
money's,
something like that.
Money's no object.
She'll probably crap herself when she realizes it's me. If she's not in bed by now. It's only 7:30.
Hello.
Mama Jude's?
Mama Jude's.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm playing Candy Crush and watching Chicago PD.
Wow.
How's Gru?
Gru is fine.
Gru is...
He's doing well.
He's the fish.
I heard you got a video of him and I the other day.
Oh, it's always good times when that happens.
Well, you enjoy those times because Gru's going to grow up fast and then they die. Well, you have to flush them.
Are you guys taping right now?
You're finally on the podcast.
We're live. We're going live around the globe right
now. We're live on the podcast. It's about freaking time.
It only took
exactly. I knew from the first sentence you uttered, I knew it was way overdue.
Come all the way to Red Deer all. Ooh, I wasn't supposed to say that.
At least she's a listener. She knows what's happening.
Just beep that.
Jesus.
If Sparky sobers up, he might beep that for post. I don't know. Like he's been day drinking because he's a college student.
Really? You know what? I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How come I can't?
Well, just put a little something in your coffee.
Yeah. All right.
Mama Jude,
I think they'd be all over me.
Are you a nurse like the daughter or what?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living? If you don't mind me asking, Can you say it on the air?
Are you sure you want to know?
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to know.
Finance and human resources.
Oh, good God.
I know. Good God.
It was
God
worse
is right.
than what I originally anticipated.
Oh, and I listen to people's problems all day.
And fire them?
Yeah, when I'm in a particularly bad mood, yeah.
Okay, so
just fire someone's ass. It always makes me feel better.
Seriously, you know what? We need to feel better because we're Ryder fans. We all need to feel better.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? People are being way too hard on this situation. You see, GA, you have to remember the lean years.
Oh, I can't forget the lean years, but
I know.
Yeah, we always, like, Darian Durant pisses me off sometimes. He's such an athlete, but he's such, like, he's put together with, like, freaking toothpicks. He's such a freaking fragile little boy.
No, come on. No. That's, who's that quarterback that always gets hurt?
Darian Durant.
Buck Pierce.
Oh, God.
Buck Pierce.
Buck Pierce.
Have you ever seen a more useless quarterback
in your
entire fucking life?
Oh, my God. I know. It's ridiculous.
I know.
And every time you see him on the field, you go, well, this is the last play because he's going down this. This but you know what? Mama Jude's, I got an unhealthy addiction to Friday Night Lights. Have you seen that? I guarantee if you want some bonding time with your daughter, you guys sit down and get that on. It's on the Netflix, and there's like 17 seasons. It'll take forever. And you watch two episodes, and you're going to be hooked. And it's all about the grueling high school football team, the Panthers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Friday Night Lights. Can Gru watch with us?
Of course. Gru will love it. You know, he's a fish that lives in a pineapple under the sea water.
Yeah. Gru sits and listens to your podcasts with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Put that on the stat sheet.
Okay. See, this is the thing.
He comes in here to the living room with me, and we turn on your podcast, and yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Mama Jude's, that's a huge honor for us. And
I know. He gets so excited when I come home. He can hear me, and then I'll go, Gru, hello, Gru, it's Granny. I'm home.
Does he bark a lot?
No, that's me.
Okay.
I think farting is awesome.
Okay, we took a left there. No signal light, but that's okay.
Somebody else is having beverages. This is the very lady that took the charge last year with the keg stand situation. She said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then she got right up on that keg and we tipped her over.
You did a keg stand.
I did a keg stand. How awesome is that? You see, the thing is I'm going to hell anyway. So, well, actually, I'm driving the bus. But I thought, well, why not do a keg stand? It won't matter, right?
That's amazing.
It was epic. It was epic.
It was a sight to see. That was amazing. And then, because I was hesitant. I will admit, I was a little hesitant. But I'm like, oh, I can't be shown up now. I have to deliver.
So how do you do it though? Like, no, how do you stand up?
Well, you grab it, and then the kids lift you from behind. You lift your legs, and then you. Then you drink, and then it's over.
So is the tap flowing? Like, is there pressure from the thing?
It's all in your mouth, and you're upside down.
Oh, my
and
God.
Oh, it's magical.
Yeah, I got my glasses really dirty, but, you know.
Coolest mom ever. Minor. Yeah, coolest mom ever.
I am the coolest mom ever.
Okay, well, maybe up until this point, because we got our situation.
The reason of the call, because I just went on a little mini rant, I guess.
This is so horrible. Yes. You're not going to believe this.
Oh, no.
I had to find out from a third-party source that your daughter has a nice gentleman friend.
And this is an issue or what?
He was outside the circle. Spark brought him in the circle, and she told the outside circle guy before she told Spark.
Well, I thought we were good friends. She could tell me that she had this potential boy and that he asked her out. I was like, oh, I didn't know that happened. As good friends, you know, I talk about my issues in the dating world and other rants about work and school. You know, we've got a good relationship, and I kind of had a feeling she was seeing someone because she was all happy and giddy. And I was like, oh, well, tell me more about this guy.
Mama Jay, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking pang of jealousy. It's all.
Yeah, you see.
It's pretty awkward. See? And you know what that means? Yeah. Mr. Tardy Pants, let the move go by.
Look.
Who had opportunities up the wazoo?
I'm happy for her that she found a...
Even Mama Jude's endorsed. You were like, it was a home run.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know either.
Oh, how dare she not tell anybody? Sneaky staff.
So is this, like, did you just find out from us or no?
No. But, you know, she's kind of a private gal. Yeah, you know that about her, yeah. Travis. Come on now. Yeah.
First Red Deer in
the
Travis.
I think, you know what? You're jelly because you won't have her to go on all these trips with.
Yeah, now I got to get permission.
That's right. Like, oh, I see what the real problem is.
I am totally right.
She's my go-to adventure pal.
The new boyfriend's going to crimp the plan, the social life of Spark. Hey, Steph, want to do
something? No, you see, but the thing is, what you don't understand is she's such a free spirit.
Very much, yeah.
In fact, I just finished saying to her this evening, I think I'm going to go on a trip this winter by myself. And she said, I'll come.
Of course she said that. That's so awesome. Like, okay, I want to ask you, at one parent to another, how did you raise this girl so that you guys have this great bond and, you know, you're so close? Because, you know, she's no spring chicken.
You know what it is? Communicate, communicate, communicate.
Okay, you know what? I'm writing that down because that is golden information. That is so...
It is.
So true.
I was a bit of a hard ass too, though.
Okay, so...
You could ask her, but I was a bit of a hard ass.
So I was a hard ass with my girls and stuff and my son too. But not just... I think it was more gruff and more just the way I said things. And now I'm trying to change the way I say things. And... Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
because here's what I always say to gigs, right? It's not what you say, it's how you respond and the tone of your voice. Don't use that tone of voice. Travis, did she ever tell you about the time that, see, I had a wooden spoon and it was the same wooden spoon my mom used on me?
Oh.
Yeah, and wow. I used to threaten her with it.
Did you ever whack her one on the butt?
No.
My mom broke the wooden spoon on my butt. And it doesn't really... You know what? Big Al used to hit you with the strap, but it didn't really hurt, to be honest with you. It was the fact that he was actually... He had to spank you. That's what hurt. You go, disappointed the old man. This is not good.
Yeah, when you disappoint your dad, that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, you see, Giggs got smart when she was about 5, and she hid that wooden spoon. And I went for it one day, and it wasn't there.
That cranks up the anger notch.
Guess what the closest thing to it was?
The spatula.
The barbecue fork.
Or that. That's pokey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she's running away from me. No, no, no.
She learned a lesson that day. And had to do some laundry. True story. Holy moly. So, okay, tell us what it's like in Saskatchewan right now. Southern Saskatchewan.
Now? Well, we had an Amber Alert in Saskatchewan today.
Uh-oh. You know what? We always talk about this. There's so many more of those now these days. It's crazy.
Yeah. We were just talking about it because they disappeared at Paradise Hill, Saskatchewan, Canada. Wow. And they found them at Carlisle. And I said, self, they were probably trying to cross the border.
It's the Carlisle Triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of towns in Saskatchewan.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that there's a town named Dummer?
Oh, my God. Really?
I just fucking found this out. We were going to my farm last weekend.
Still not as good as Dildo, Newfoundland.
I know Dildo, Newfoundland.
Is the best.
There's this town, and it's south of Dog River.
Did you order more antifreeze?
I'm still eating, and you asked me about work? That means I can write off my entire lunch. Nice.
That's what she said.
What?
It's a joke. You know, somebody says something and then you say that's what she said.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to say that after something that can be a double entendre.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm going back to the Ruby to get a receipt.
That's what she said.
You don't know what a double entendre means, do you?
Hey, Brent, your nozzle's stuck in my gas tank. It's too big, I can't get it out.
What? Well, I don't think she'd say that. Doesn't sound like her.
You're completely clueless.
That's what she said.
And it's called Dummer, Saskatchewan.
You got to take a picture of that sign for the podcast. You owe it to yourself and all of us.
Okay, when I'm going to the farm on Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Two things. I miss you, and I don't know when I'm going to see you next, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
You never come visit.
Hey, I was
see,
there
this
the
is
summer.
What parents always say. This is what parents always say. G.A., remember this.
Oh, boy.
And manipulation is a great thing, and so is guilt.
Yes.
You never come visit. That's what my mom used to say to me. Right. You never come visit.
I was going to
One
visit.
One of these days I'm going to die. Oh. And you're going to be sorry.
I'll be
oh,
sad.
Oh, boy, God. You know what the
but,
other... Oh, yes.
Oh, what's the other thing?
I just wanted to say Experience Regina.
I know. You're going to cue the song.
Oh, we're going to cue the song?
But you know what? You have to, at some place, put in this podcast the wise words of my dad. Because my dad just passed away a couple months ago.
Oh, so did mine. Okay.
Yeah. And these were my dad's very wise words. When people, when you think that people are being mean to you, then he used to say, you know what, Judely? Fuck them all. But hang on to fix to carry your casket.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, hey, we didn't talk about the outhouse story.
Okay, first of all, what was your dad's name?
My dad's name was Borg.
Borg?
Well, actually, his name was Malcolm, but we called him Borg.
Why did you call him Borg?
Because my last name is Borgerson.
Okay, so what was Borg like? What was his job all his life?
Borg was a farmer.
Okay, and...
And a musician for 75 years.
So what did he play?
Accordion.
Oh, my God.
And then he had too many bypass surgeries on his heart, so he went to a keyboard.
Mm. Please tell me that you took up the accordion to please your...
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
But I did buy his grandmother's land.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So where is that? Like right just outside of Regina?
South of Regina, right down on the U.S. border.
Wow.
I've seen pictures. It's quite remarkable, the scenery.
It is. And we got the Century Family Award last year because it's been farmed by a Borgerson for 100 years.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so cool. So did they give you a plaque or what did you get?
Yeah.
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 You gotta,
I could take a picture of that and send it, too.
If you could, that would be amazing. My buddy Rob Casorso got one of those for his orchard in B.C., because it's the longest family-held orchard in British Columbia history.
Get out.
Because they named a road after him, Casorso Road and stuff, and it's cool. But those kind of things are a huge honor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's...
I know, they're awesome.
It's part of the story of the entire country, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and Travis, you wouldn't know because you never come to visit.
Every time I'm there, it's always on a tight schedule.
I know. Well, quit doing that because we have places to go.
I know.
He loves to camp. So you got a lot of camping spots around there?
Well, we need to go to Dog River.
I know.
And the tunnels. And you could go see the outhouse that I fell in.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Look at she knows
the world famous outhouse story.
We've been teasing this for years. Let's go.
I know. Okay. So I was just little. I was only two. And my sister was told to take me out. To the shitter.
Were you guys in a prisoner of war camp?
Were we what? Sorry?
In a prisoner of war camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's usually where you hear the shitter escape stories.
Yeah, like Schindler's List.
That's such a hilarious picture.
I know. And she didn't want to take me. Now, I might say that this particular sister is now a minister. Yeah.
Wow. How did that
happen? Yeah. And she's still asking for forgiveness. So she put me on the big hole because she was mad at me.
Oh, no.
And then she left me there all by myself.
So you're perched.
And she'd come back like fuck an hour later and I was down the hole.
Oh,
down the hole.
No.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And my mom had to run to the field to get my dad. And he ran back.
That's a lot of running.
Yeah, there was a lot of running.
So what do you have to do? Tip over the outhouse to get you out of there or what?
He held my mom by the ankles and lowered her down.
Oh, of course he did.
I know. She is my savior.
You know what, man? You can die from the fumes. You can die from the fumes in that place. That's not even funny.
I know.
You're a miracle, baby.
I know because, and you know what? She said, I just looked at her and I said, it stinks down there.
How old were you at that time?
I was only 2.
Oh,
I have no
my
idea.
God, you fell
I
like
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, I can imagine the sound that you made when you hit the bottom.
I would be so traumatized at the outhouse if I was.
Yes.
If I could recall those.
Okay, what happened back in the day? What happened to the sister for leaving you in there?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she got into big shit then.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. She had to bath me.
Whoa!
Yeah, they took the old aluminum tub outside because God forbid they would take my stinky body inside the house.
Oh, man.
Let's not do that.
You know what you're going to love is we've got an interview coming up with Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea.
And really?
It's all about his life growing up in Petty Harbor, Newfoundland. And he had an older brother and 2 younger sisters, and they had no indoor shitter either. And so a lot of it's talking about the bathroom. And when they finally got, when the second girl was born, I think, then they got the indoor plumbing on the second floor. But he said, if you went to the bathroom and flushed and you ran over to the window, you could see the effluent flowing into the river out of the pipe. The book is amazing. Spark.
Yeah.
Scroll on our side or where I was talking about Alan Doyle because I forget the name of the book. Yeah,
This was the old outside shitter.
Yeah,
that's what they started with. It's called Alan Doyle, Where I Belong, and he's describing his life in this little fishing harbor in Newfoundland and all of the bathroom exploits about the old man who could never get in. When he put the plumbing in, he could never get in the washroom. He'd wake up and be standing in the hallway in his gunch, and he'd be trying to get in and stuff, and all the kids would be, and the older sister would go into the bathtub, and she would pull the curtain, and then she'd say, all right, bye, come on in, or whatever. So then they would go, and the dad's about to go in, and the 2 boys would scoot past them and go, and then they would be sitting on the crapper, and then they'd say, oh, God, you know, I had chili last night, I feel like I'm going to explode. And then because the rule was you couldn't go number 2 while she was in the bathtub, and she'd go, I'll tell Mom, stop it, you know, like, oh, my God. You can't beat potty humor. It's the best humor available.
No, it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those, you know, the old farm stories where I kind of always felt bad for my dad because he had to bath last.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would have never made it, man. I'm not tough enough to make it through that. Because
I know. Well, we only got to bath once a week.
I think, like, when you're bathing in your own filth is the worst. How about other people?
Never mind the 6 people
I know. We all got to go first and then dad bathed before he went to his dance jobs.
Because he played the gigs.
Yeah, he played gigs every weekend.
Wow, that's so cool. So he a fun guy? Like, what did he have a fun personality?
He was a very funny guy.
Yeah.
He was the life of the party.
Oh, man.
So yeah.
There was a lot of people showed up for that funeral then, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some epic stories about my dad. They are great.
Love stories of just, you know, reminiscing in the old days. Those are always good.
Well, that's where he lived the last few years because he didn't have a freaking clue what was going on.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah.
Did he have Alzheimer's?
Here was a really funny story. Was one night we decided to watch a rerun of the Western Final between Calgary. No. The Western semifinal. See, Giggs has to coach me here. The Western semifinal between BC and Saskatchewan. And Dad was watching it like it was live time.
Oh, boy.
Real time.
Yeah.
And then my brother says, "Hey, Dad, bet you $5 I know who wins."
Oh, jeez. Nice. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, we were terrible.
Okay, so here's the thing, Mama Jude's.
Okay, honey.
Did you let it slip that Giggs or Jigs or Jillian Jigs or whoever's in the background there? Is she over at your house right now?
Yeah, she's here.
All right.
She's baking.
What's she baking?
Yeah.
What's she baking?
She's in the kitchen baking. So I don't know.
She's baking for the little man.
Mm. No, she's baking for me.
Mm. Does she do that often or what?
No. I hardly ever see her. This is the first time she's been home. She works all the time.
She works a lot.
Watch yourself.
She's working nights.
She wants something, Mama Juice. She's going to hit you up for something.
You think so?
That's how kids roll. You know how they roll. They don't freaking all of a sudden, they never talk to you. And all of a sudden, hey, Dad. And money question is soon behind.
Yeah.
So why does she work so much? Why can't she just like? Well, she did take an extended vacay, didn't she?
Well, she works hard so she can play hard.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
That's exactly it. She likes to travel.
Yeah.
And you see, the bank of mom closed a while ago.
Good thing.
So when the education was done, then the bank of mom closed.
And so now, does she contribute back to the, besides the baking, is there some like pay for mom's cruise kind of thing happening or no?
She took me on a trip to Disneyland.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah. That deserves a bell.
Oh, man. You
I know. That was great.
And the pictures of you on these roller coasters, Mama Dudes, they are worth thousands of dollars. They are so priceless.
I don't know,
they're
honey.
So great.
Oh, my God.
I laughed so
hard.
You
screamed your pants off.
Just so good.
Oh, I was just about sick.
Did you go to Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland. Good thing. They just had a big crash on the roller coaster at Disney World.
What? No.
Yeah?
It's the happiest place on
you
Earth.
You Google it.
Not that
the
day.
The Universal Studios roller coaster at Disney World.
Oh, my God.
They had a big crash and it flew off.
The thing about Disneyland, okay, get this. One time we took our kids there and we're all hanging out and it's super hot. You know, it's like there's smoking hot all the time. And there was this garbage can. Have you seen the garbage can? The garbage can is like a robot and it starts moving around and it starts talking to you and everything. And it's going, okay, please feed me some trash and whatever. And these three bratty kids, like maybe 5, 6, 7 that age, start kicking the crap out of this robot in Disneyland. I'm going, you little shits. You know how many Sundays I watched Walt Disney World with roast beef on a TV tray going, I'll never, ever see this in my entire life. This is a magical place. And then I get there in my 40s and I'm going, you little bastards, I'm going to pound the crap out of you right now. Drive you crazy.
Oh, Lordy.
The most fun actually is when you get to go hunting for characters, right?
Because
I have a tendency to forget to slow down when I'm reaching them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of a big gal, and I just tackle them.
Exuberance.
And I love Sully. Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, big blue guy.
Oh, yeah, Sully.
And we got to meet Gru.
The real Gru.
The real Gru.
From that Despicable Me.
From Despicable Me.
Oh.
The guy with the nose.
Yeah.
And the evil doctor guy.
I knew I recognized that name.
See?
You know what? Your laugh, if we could bottle and sell that, all of our troubles would be over. That's amazing. You know what? It's true. Like, if you got a great laugh like that, you really change people's lives around you all the time. It's not even a
joke.
You
know why? You know why? Because laughter is a universal language.
Well, from a kid who fell in the shitter when she was like, you know, you chose the high road. You chose to laugh and not cry.
So my sister that let me fall down there, now she's become a minister and she's asked forgiveness. So then she said to me, so Jude, If I, will you forgive me if I give up my place in line to heaven?
What
am I supposed to say? You know what I said?
Mm-mm.
No, because I'm going to hell.
Oh,
right, I'm driving the bus.
I don't think you're going to go there.
My friend Rhonda actually wants a seat in the front.
And that's how you know you got a good friend.
I know. She's the same one that laughs at people that we kind of poke fun at people sometimes. You know, I know you're not supposed to, but I do it anyway.
When it comes natural, you can't stop it.
I know. Well, I have to be careful, though, because Giggs tells me that the reason I got that horn on my forehead in Costa Rica was because I was kind of poking fun at a cross-eyed lady.
So you got a big zit?
Well, I ended up with... I blistered. I burnt my forehead, and it blistered.
It was huge.
I said to my son just today when I was leaving, I said, how did you get so sarcastic? And he just raised his eyebrow. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. Oh, well.
You know what? We're going
to play. Okay, Travis, when are you coming to visit?
Hopefully. I was going to come early November for the big birthday party, but I have a work event that I have to go to.
Well, just hold off.
I would rather go to Regina and have a Regina reunion.
Yeah, what is more important? What's more important?
Maybe I'll just hold off till the wedding.
Hey?
You'll just hold off till the wedding.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I got in trouble the other day for busting her balls.
Oh, well, yeah. She'll kick your ass. That's the thing.
Like, I'm just being a friend and busting balls. You can bust mine if I ever have balls to bust.
Man, I'll tell you. Well, you know darn well you still got your traveling buddy.
Yeah, she's Holy a good crap. Cat. Yeah. No, she I'm is. Just I'm just bugging her. And no, we had a good summer, her and I, out here together and doing all
the shenanigans.
I think
you should come for the birthday thing. I think you should come for the birthday thing.
Because it's November the 8th. I got the thing. I got to be at the thing. If it wasn't that important, I wouldn't
go. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Well, we're going to tape a podcast backstage.
No, I was like 95% sure I had it all planned out. And then the next day I was like, I got the thing. I can't miss the thing.
And we're playing Edmonton.
I know. Oh, don't you? I was
Thank
well
you
aware.
For winning the other day, by the way.
You're welcome. I see you guys can't do anything for yourself.
I know.
Just kidding.
Well, not lately, anyway.
Just kidding.
Not lately.
I smell a big turnaround.
I would have even sat
season.
Beside you with your stupid Edmonton Eskimo stuff on.
I know. He bought more, too. He keeps buying the crap, and I'm going, this is going to give you a rash.
I've been inspired. I've been to Regina a few times now, and they know how to do it. They know how to support
we
their
do.
Team.
Not yeah. only that, GA, we covet a golfer.
I know. I mean, we celebrate something means. That we kill on a daily basis growing
yes,
up as
something
kids.
Something that we swerve to hit on the highway.
It's unbelievable how we pick that as a mascot. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I aspire to be Gainer. I just want to be Gainer.
That's your
For super, one day.
He's like a superhero.
Yeah, why not?
He is. No, but I could make an absolute freaking ass of myself and nobody would know it was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking that Hey Jude would be the perfect song to play you out, but I think we're going to go with I'm All Right from Caddyshack. Works better.
Good.
Have a good...
I can hardly wait to hear.
Have a good night, Mama Jude's.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for the stories.
Care.
You're awesome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who's awesome?
awesome. Mama Jude's is awesome. So there you go. That's Mama Jude. She can talk for days and days. And she's
unbelievable.
If you're ever in Regina, just east of the Schmerler Curling Club, that's where they hang. That's the neighborhood.
Nice.
I'll tell you a quick story because we should probably wrap up pretty quick. But it was Craven weekend, and we crashed. No, we camped out at Craven, but every morning we'd come back into Regina and shower and freshen up and nap in the afternoon, right?
At Mama Jude's.
At Mama Jude's. And I tell you, that was the saving grace. But it was the last night we spent Sunday night at the concert for Keith Urban. Took the shuttle back, and then we stayed the night in the city. So that was good. But for some reason, Steph and I got into this crazy argument. It was an argument about nothing, because even the friend said, you guys are arguing about the same thing. That's how good of a friend we are.
Super tired, though.
Super tired, super drunk, and obviously not thinking straight. And I was like, she is being so difficult, and she's being so angry and difficult. And I was like, I'm going to have to find my own way to Mama Jude's house. I don't know where she lives. All I know is that the Schmerler Curling Rink is nearby. That's all I know. I don't know what the street is, but if I just tell them, go to the curling center, I can figure it out from there.
But you were saved by the bell.
We made up. Yeah, it was fine. All she's right. Crazy, that one.
Well, congratulations in your new relationship, ADD Steph. I'm sure it'll go well.
And quickly, how about a love life update? Because I've got updates.
Time for a Sparky Love Life update.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Tina Tuner, a friend of the show, set me up with a gal on Thursday night.
Serious?
Last Thursday night, I got a phone number. Because there was a contest in town about a bachelor, and she was one of the rejects, and... yeah.
Sweet.
I got the text. I got my eye out on one of them for you. So I said, send her over. Literally, send her over.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm serious. I'll see if she wants to, be set up.
What happened?
I got the phone number. We had a meetup on Friday night at a local drinking place. We did drinks and nachos. And it was about an hour and a half visit.
Are you serious?
And
this is the greatest thing that's happened in weeks, months.
I was, and you know what the best part is? Afterwards,
you were digging her.
I was wanting another date. I was like,
that never happens.
I want another date. I know. And that's what Tina Tuner said.
Does she want another date?
This is what I'm not sure of.
Oh, no.
So optimistic me is like, oh, yeah, this is great. She's great. She's a little bit kind of quiet and mysterious.
Did you play it cool or were you giddy?
I think I played it cool.
You're pretty cool.
I think I played it cool.
You talked about school, being in a college boy.
Oh, I talked about everything. Yeah. She's asking questions. She's smiling and laughing at my jokes.
Does she know about your secret identity with the podcast?
I mentioned a podcast because it plays into my busy lifestyle. She also works two jobs.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I know all about busy. I work two jobs. I got a thing and this and that. So I'm like, I've got no time. But I'll make time, right? Lots in common. She's older than me, which is not a bad thing. It's a great thing.
Like how old? Like 60?
No.
Okay.
I'm 29. She's 30.
Okay.
So not that
older
bad.
Older woman. That's good.
She definitely knows what she wants. And she does not have children, which is a very odd thing to
not
come
really
across.
For 30.
No. Because I find in a... My point in that comment is I find a lot on the Tinders, the Matches, the eHarms,
they all got a lot of children.
There's a lot of girls out there who have kids, and I'm not against that.
No, it's just the way life happened for them.
I was just a little surprised.
Right.
To see, wow, you don't have, that's that, because my so preference.
You're attracted to her, which is the big breakthrough.
Because you've
really put yourself out there and gone on a few dates, but you have not been attracted.
And I really, really wanted to try and be an open mind to this one.
Yeah.
Obviously because of the setups.
The desperation.
Christmas cutoff is coming soon, don't you know? But I thought it went well. I thought it went great. And she initiated the hug. She says, I'll see you again soon.
Wow.
So it's all positive stuff.
Did she tweak your nipple or anything?
No nipple tweaking, no butt pinching. So then I do the follow-up text, right? And keep in mind, Tina Turner is giving me advice. I'm like, I cannot be left alone with this because obviously what I've been doing is not working.
Yeah, your timing is not working. So the follow-up text happened how many hours, days later?
So let's say I think we wrapped it up at the restaurant about 9:30.
And you texted her at 9:33.
No, I texted the next morning at 11 a.m. because that's I was about good. To hit the road.
That's respectful.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want to seem eager.
She sleeps in. You give her that, blah, blah, blah.
And I don't know if I said I'm about to head out of town. She knew because I said I was leaving town for the weekend. So, you know, I'm being considerate. I'm dropping you a note before I hit the road because I don't want to text and drive, even right. though I do. But I don't want to. So I said I really had fun. I would like dangerous. To do something You're dangerous. Again. That's why. I would like to do something again. And she responded, yeah, I had fun. We should also do something again.
We had joy. We had fun. We had seasons in the sun.
That's right. So we both agreed we had fun and that we want to do something again.
That's unbelievable.
So then I'm talking. What do I do now? Like, do I wait? So yeah. I decided, I don't think this was solicited advice. I think I just went for it. Late Sunday afternoon, about 5-ish, I wrote a quick text saying, family is a lot of work. I forgot about that. And she replied, yes, they sure are. How was your weekend? And I said, mine is good. How is yours? And she says, pretty good so far. She was working all weekend. I knew that. So that was just a quick exchange. You know, I'm still here, but I'm not here. You know,
take a stab and say she's a nurse.
Nope, not a nurse. I'm interested, but I don't want to seem eager. So that was my purpose behind that text.
So nothing since then?
Then Monday.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get a feel of how soon we could do something.
Right.
This week, being the short work week, being with everything that's happening, it is very tough. Yeah. This, to be honest, my first free night this week is Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying let's do something on Friday, but I just wanted to get a feel of, you know, hopefully this shouldn't change your mind.
Right.
So based on advice from Tina Turner, I call.
What happens?
I place the phone call. Goes
nervous.
To voicemail.
Were you nervous and like the guts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had to psych myself up. I was like, okay, I'm going to call. No, one more song I'm going to call. Yeah. Two more songs I'm going to call. I finally call. It was 7:30. I'm driving home from Edmonton. Now, I'm not one to place the phone call in the vehicle, but it was getting late and I didn't want to call late.
Did you have hands free in that old jalopy?
But do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, oh, I'm driving down the road and then it's like,
hey, I love my brother-in-law more than any man on this earth.
Yeah.
And I call him all the time from the vehicle. It's not this.
Well, you're a vehicle guy.
Time saving.
But it's also your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
This is not a potential life partner.
You saying
not
I love
that
my
I'm saying that
brother-in-law less than your life partner? I don't think so.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, so anyway, you're driving.
I place the call. Doesn't go straight to voicemail, which is a relief because you know the ignore. I think can you ignore on phones these days?
I think that's a thing, but I'm not sure.
Anyways, it rang a few times. Then so it went she to was voicemail. On the phone. Whatever happened, I left the voicemail and I rambled naturally. I know, ooh. But I tried to play it cool. I think I played it cool enough with the
it's
ramble.
Very difficult, man.
But
sometimes you ramble like without no
the
intention.
King of rambling.
Unintentional ramble is the worst.
She texts back later that night.
I'm not interested.
She doesn't say that.
What'd she say?
She says, I got your message. I'm really busy this week with work. Naturally. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Winnipeg. She didn't say why. Who was going to Winnipeg? And then she said, maybe next week. I got a maybe next week. So I'm like, I don't know how to take that. Like,
did T2 say anything about that?
She thinks it's good. She thinks it's all good because
maybe next week's okay. Like, I don't
because
know.
If she's busy this week, which is fine. I mean, like, I am also busy this week.
I'd love to next week,
but maybe she doesn't want to seem overly eager. I mean, you could read so much into this.
Oh my God!
This is where if you have ideas and suggestions, Facebook and Twitter me because I. Yeah.
Where do you think Sparky's at in this situation?
Yeah, is this?
I don't think anyone's listening still because this has been a 6-hour podcast.
No, it's only an hour and 10.
Oh, okay,
it's pretty good. Same no longer. Musics yet. Last week was longer than the week before, but I think I'm being optimistic. ADD Steph also thinks I should be positive and optimistic, even though part of me is doubtful. She did say next week, so I replied with a quick, sounds good. Then I made a jab at Winnipeg, because let's be honest, it's Winnipeg.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Right? And so now I think the ball is in her court. Now, I could be wrong about this whole game.
Yeah.
But I think the ball is in her court. We'll finish out the
She's
week.
She's got your balls near her hand.
We'll figure out the week. She'll run off to Winnipeg and stuff like that. Now, quick side note. Tina Turner is friends with the mayor. girly friend that I went on the outing with works at the city building, close-ish with the mayor. Not close-ish, but they correspond. So the mayor knew about this setup.
This plot is thickening.
The mayor knows. The mayor of this village knows.
Like a roux. Like a cheesy roux.
She knows that this thing happened because I brought it up at the day. I was like, oh, here the mayor found out because they're friends and yada, yada, yada.
Oh my
and she's
God.
Like, yeah, because I work with her, which I knew. She's like, oh, Tina. So she's saying, day girl is saying the mayor said, oh, Tina Tuner usually doesn't set people up. So this must be a really good guy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's like an endorsement
you
for
an endorsement.
The Royal Highness of the Worship Mayor.
Oh, my God.
And then
this is big.
The mayor executive royalty bow lady. Secretary person, the assistant, you know,
that what she is? She's the secretary that is
not date girl, but you know, the mayor's person outside the mayor's office can or cannot see the mayor.
Yeah, I've dealt with her,
the one in charge.
Yeah,
I know her through a work friend, and me and her are friends on Facebook. And executive assistant helper lady at the mayor's office also knows about this. She knows that I'm awesome because She said to me at one event outing that we were at together, she sat at our table. She's like, you know, you're a really nice guy. And, da, 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 da. And so then coworker friend is like, oh, I heard my friend was saying that you went out with this friend. And I was like, yeah, you should tell your friend to tell this date girl that I went on the date with that I'm really awesome and not to pass this up.
See, this is how things work.
The higher levels of this government, local government, know what's
happening.
You've
got to have patience and you got to plant seeds and you got to be a normal guy, not be a dick. And eventually it gets around to this.
I didn't say keep in touch and I paid for the bill. How's that not? How does it not get me in?
You are.
Am I right?
You're so in.
This is the biggest Love Life update in the history of the Love Life updates.
Oh, it was so worth waiting for.
I know. And now we should close with an ABBA song. For now we've come full circle.
I think it's got to be... what's a perfect ABBA song for you?
Yeah, what is a good ABBA song? We actually just watched the ABBA DVD at Thanksgiving. It was quite
entertaining. Oh my God, it's good, eh? Like the Life Story one?
No, it was a concert DVD.
Oh.
Yeah. Man,
there's a documentary one.
The guy who plays piano, Benny or Alfredson or whatever his name is, he really gets into it. Like, he's all over the place with his head.
They're loving life. And they even admit their costumes were foolish.
Oh, but
there was some reason they had to wear the foolish costumes back then. I don't know what it was.
Something about
some
customs.
Union. It was a union thing.
Oh, the Swedish tax credit.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, we looked that up.
Yeah, we did.
Anyhow.
So I think I will go with this ABBA song, Does Your Mother Know That You're Out?
My favorite.
Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.